Samantha sends us a text that says, I made a friend and we drive to work every day. A little carpool. With male parts growing out of arms, kangaroos mating, and everything else we listen to, she bought a car last week and no more carpool. LOL. Oh. Well, I'd like to think, Samantha, that she's still enjoying all the same content that you and her once did, but just in another car.
Wait a second. Do you think that we drove her to get a new car so she wouldn't have to listen in carpool?
I'm hoping not. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that she's continuing to listen just in a different car.
We ruined carpool.
Sorry, Samantha. God. All right, let's get to a feel good. All right, we do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K. Okay.
All right. So there's some surveillance video released by a school system in Nebraska. Shows this really scary moment when a basketball coach named Joel Huser, working on his laptop while on duty in the lunchroom, notices a freshman named Riley struggling to breathe and immediately springs into action.
I just didn't chew it all the way. I had a little bit of trouble opening my mouth because I was like, the panic was starting to build up.
Coach Huser is still working on his laptop.
I was like drinking the milk. And I didn't feel any movement. I just felt the milk just kind of being held there in my throat. Just couldn't breathe.
He grabs his throat and students yell for help.
Every 2 years when we have to go through this CPR, I'm like, oh man, we really got to do this again. And it certainly paid off this time. Any teacher or coach would have done the same thing. I just happened to be there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. You can see, like, even the kids, like, sitting at his table didn't really notice at first. And then you see the kind of the universal sign when he's grabbing his throat. People start to be like, hey, hey.
And
life-saving moment when seconds count. You can see that video up on our website, WDJX.com.